is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, requesting a consultation note on patient Adrian Carrillo. First name is Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N, last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O, date of birth 4/4/20, April 4th, 2020. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Address 2880 Story Road, 2nd floor, San Jose, California. Telephone number 408-929-5439. Fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Dr. Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Thank you for asking me to see this 24-month-old child in allergy consultation period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Adrian Adrian was seen in our office on 3/18/2022. With the following problems. Number one, history of mild cough with activity and colds with some stuffiness. Period. There is no history of any wheezing or any significant allergy symptoms like itchy and watery eyes. Period. Clinically, I believe this represents low-grade reactive airway problem, and I recommended singulair, and hopefully that should be sufficient. Period. Certainly, he might require therapy with inhaled nebulizer or corticosteroids if he seems to have ongoing symptoms with continuing cough and wheezing. Period. Number two, there's a history of hives and itchy mouth and low grade and emesis following ingestion of cashew containing puree. Period. This happened rather quickly, and he was obviously treated and he was given Benadryl. Period. This is quite big. Obviously, two systems were involved, and this is quite consistent with the diagnosis of mild anaphylaxis. Period. He has EpiPen and Benadryl, and I discussed with family in great detail the appropriate use of Benadryl and EpiPen. Period. He has not reacted to number one peanuts, number two almonds, number three sunflower seeds. Period. Certainly, he can eat all those foods without any problem. Period. Walnuts have never been tried, but he did not react show any reaction on skin testing and in a RAS testing. Period. Overall, this child is a healthy. Period. RAS testing was performed, and the results are as follows. Number one, IgE 854, which is very high. He demonstrated very large, high reactivity to number one cashew and pistachio, and those nuts should certainly be avoided. Period. Although he has reacted to cashew, but cashew and pistachio tend to cross-react, so I would certainly recommend not giving him any form of pistachio nuts till we can demonstrate that reactivity to cashew has gone down. Period. Skin testing did not reveal any positive. They revealed a very low grade reaction to chicken and egg, but clinically I do not believe he has any significant issues with the chicken or eggs, and certainly ingestion of these foods should be acceptable, period. However, he does not like eggs, and this may very well be representative of mild allergy to uncooked eggs, and so I am recommending that uncooked eggs may be should be avoided, and he would be perfectly okay with any foods that contain eggs in it, period. My final diagnosis, number one, mild reactive airway disease, number two, mild anaphylaxis to cashew, number three, my recommendations, number one, completely avoid cashew and pistachio. Number two, other nuts should be okay. Number three, avoid eggs in uncooked. Avoid eggs if they're not properly cooked. Number four, certainly his in reactive airways could be treated with Singulair or any form of inhaled medications if required, period. Overall, I believe he should do well, period. He repeat allergy testing could be done after a few years, after a few years, period. My final, I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient, Adrian Carrillo.